Prospective juror who said she could remain unbiased admits not a fan of Trump. By Hannah Knudsen on April 18, 2024. A prospective juror who reportedly told the court she could remain unbiased in former President Donald Trump's criminal trial admitted in an interview Tuesday that she is not a fan of him, listing various reasons including his comments on China, which she claimed made her angry. The juror was reportedly dismissed due to scheduling conflicts, but an interview with the woman reveals that while she claims she could remain unbiased, she is not a fan of the former president. When asked her opinion of Trump and why she felt she could be unbiased, she quickly began with, I'm not a fan," first listing off his handling of the coronavirus pandemic. Watch. During COVID-19 I live with someone who is immunocompromised, and I think his handling of COVID-19 was abysmal," she said, failing to provide more specific details. She then stated that she has an adopted sister from China who became very anxious by the comments Trump made about China when he was president. "It made her very anxious and therefore made me angry," she said, also pointing to policies Trump has supported on women and reproductive health that she said she does not agree with. "And I think that all of that needs to be addressed," she added. Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk reposted the video and said it would take a miracle for Trump to get a fair trial in New York. This prospective Trump juror was dismissed because of scheduling conflicts but told the court she could remain unbiased. Here she admits she is not a fan of the president. "If Trump gets a fair trial in New York, it will require a not insignificant miracle." Thursday marked day 3 of the juror selection, and according to a Thursday update from the New York Times, 48 prospective jurors left because they said they could not be fair and impartial, and 9 more were excused for other reasons without explanation. 39 now remain in that group. It follows news of one of the 7 recently sworn in jurors suddenly being excused. A Trump world lawyer, Jesse Binal, told Breitbart News Daily on Tuesday the prosecution is seeking to stack the deck against Trump in jury selection, pointing to questions in the questionnaire. "They are trying to find out if you have ever been involved in supporting President Trump at all over the years but failing to ask the same questions about supporting President Joe Biden," Binal said. Some of the questions include asking if the individual has signed up or been signed up for any newsletter or email list run by or on behalf of Mr. Trump or the organization. It also asks if they follow Trump on any social media site now or in the past.